This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's intimidating to me about the clock is that it is just wrong from the very beginning, because Kevin starts the clock, very slowly lurches forward to set the clock. Like, what's incorporated in the time that we're now looking at has been the entire process of setting up the clock.
So well, I think that I have more content than I do.
Yes.
And content is king.
Yes. Yeah.
And here I am, a lowly peasant, not enough content, because it's being stolen from me by Kevin's creaky hips. You hear him, don't you, when he has to lean over with the clock to put the clock down. And it's like, I'm watching the fucking numbers. It's like, it's just, this is my life. Like, so much of my life, I have an actual quantifiable image of how much of my life is just me observing Kevin's creaky ass old hips fucking struggle to get a clock down in front of it when he remembers to do it, to get it in front of his little board there.
Yeah.
And this is
fake,
you know,
shit. He doesn't do anything with this shit.
This is the heir to Bartelt Insurance, and like, he was the Bartelt boy, was really? The original, yeah. Bartelt boy, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And you decided to come to HeadGum?
That's right. And Chris, if you need anything at all, say the word.
But this is like, thanks, just Kevin. So you know, before you say, I actually would not recommend saying any words.
No.
Because their whole premise is that, like, money that goes into his hips, for example, is out of his pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And so, like,
right.
They're like, why would, anytime you want, like, medical care and stuff, they're like, why would you want to do that?
Well, when I walked in, the way Kevin was facing me, but his legs were almost facing the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's like,
how off his lumbar he is.
Well, he has a Playmobil,
hinge
in right there. So that's actually normal. His
that's the creak where you're getting those kind of,
yeah,
because it's like a metronome. I'm hearing it too.
No, I know.
It's kind of like a 110 BPM.
Well, I've really been trying to think about it less, and I know I brought it up, but it's the amount of time I've spent envisioning, like, sort of internal structures of Kevin's body just based on, like, the sounds I hear and the positions
with your eyes
I find
closed.
Him in.
Yeah, kind of.
I get lost, man, because it's like, it's a puzzle, right? Like, it's like, not all of it makes sense. Like, what I have, the information I have,
the lungs
doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's like it's contemplating the concept of infinity. Like, I go, like, what's the very end of the universe? Like, how far is it? And then I picture that and I go, well, then, how is it the end?
Well, it's a lot like,
I'm inside a glass jar, you know, but then what's outside the jar? Who's holding it?
Something that we talk
Christ,
about,
I suppose,
quite a lot is the end of Men in Black.
We talk about Men in Black. So the end of Men in Black, people who haven't seen it in a while or refresh your memory, it is Christ holding a jar. Within that jar is humanity and the stars.
I don't remember. It's coming out to Christ. So it's beyond the two aliens playing with the alien baby with the marbles, it zooms out. I guess I've stopped the movie, but it goes out a little further to Christ holding a mason jar.
Those aliens
jar.
Are inside
like
a jar.
An old Smuckers with the
with
label.
The snorks on it.
You see, like,
the
white.
With a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
Which snork is on it?
Which snork
is on the? I don't remember which snork is on the jelly jar.
It's All Star. Wait, no, Daphne's on it.
Okay.
That's Aki
right. There's
is
a bunch of snorks on it.
Now, remind me of snorks. What are snorks?
The snorks are a race of sea creature. they are Smurf-like in their society, in that snork replaces a lot of words that you would normally just
snork.
Snork of a snork.
Yeah.
And Sean, you might think like, species. Aren't they a species, not a race?
Yeah.
But they are a race. Like, that's very explicitly laid out in the in the show.
Well, it is, and there's in the story of the show, there's like Aki is a pet octopus. There's All-Star, Reggie, Daphne, am I wrong? All-Star's name is All-Star, right? The main guy.
Daphne doesn't seem to fit in. Daphne's kind of like a nice English name.
She's human. She's just straight up human.
Okay. Yeah. It was Daphne Zuniga, if you remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just ended up under there somehow. Okay. And the Snorks have a little tutor, like a little spout up top.
It's a snorkel.
It's a snorkel, but they are.
But it doesn't stick out of water.
They are always underwater.
Does it excrete stuff? Is that how, like? Is it like a blowhole?
We will never know because it's all underwater. Like it doesn't. No, there's no bubbles coming out.
What's their weight?
How much do they weigh?
Yeah, like each snork.
Well, they're in water, so as you know, the weight, like if you stand on a scale underwater, it's not going to be the same weight that we'd have out here. So, like,
say you got them on dry land, what would a snork?
If I got them on dry land,
yeah.
Hang on, back of the napkin, just scratching out a little quick math. For any of them, I guess. And Daphne looks a little smaller than All Star, but
They're all roughly
800 pounds.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I thought,
They're filming them from far away.
Okay.
So that's interesting because they always describe themselves.
They're filming the animation.
They're like a black bear, the size of like a black bear.
I think so. Yeah.
In the opening sequence, they do say like All Star says like, "Hey, I'm All Star 6'6", 220."
Yeah.
And like they all do their height, which is all in the 6'4 to 6'10
they give their stats
range.
And they're like center frame.
But that's underwater.
That's underwater.
Cartoons should do that. I think you should say your height.
Because often you don't have like any other context.
Well, here's what kind of
brutal NBA light, you know, or like, you know, with that really
where they went to college. They should all say where they went to college as well.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? I mean, they're scared of another animal. And this animal.
No, I don't remember any. I don't know.
I wasn't asking you. But they're scared of another animal and this animal's name. Okay. And you wonder who named him. I think it was the Snorks. But the animal is called the Snork Eater.
Yeah.
This is a big fear they have. You imagine?
No, I can't.
You're walking around and it's just
Chris
like.
Eater?
Yeah, there's a fucking Chris Eater.
No, I'd be scared.
Yeah.
That would definitely get.
But this might make you more comfortable. There's actually an animal named the Snork Eater Eater.
Okay.
Within the world.
Talk about an ecosystem.
Right?
Talk about, I mean, the circle of life, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I can't, I'm trying
to
think of
an anteater. Well, what'd be fucked up is if the Snorks eat that. Then we really could close the
talk
loop.
Talk about infinity. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be so fucked up.
No, that's like thinking about Kevin's hips.
There's something sexy about it, you know, when you think
about the
perfectness.
That's why we brought it up.
You can just kind of relax. You can kind of like close your eyes and relax when you think about that.
But the rest of the network is doing well, so we're struggling here with the clock. It's been a while since you've been on.
Oh, it's nice.
We started with HeadGum.
The network's doing well. They've gotten some other shows, some bigger shows.
Yeah, it's incredibly quiet in the shared space out there.
They leave the space for the creativity to exist in
this
here.
It's like a pediatrician's office kind of in here.
I sat down today. Kevin was sitting on the couch. I walked in. Kevin sort of greeted me. Yeah. I said like, "Hey, babe," something playful. And I sat down. And I think said one sentence, and there was a woman next to us at the table who was on her computer, mm-hmm. and she kind of looked, turned, saw me, picked her computer, walked into a different office, closed the door.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I walked
protocol.
In. There was
that's
an energy
the script they're running.
It was a very
keep it down.
She's like, but they're adding new shows all the time, and so like there's not a lot of time to like be silly. Like we're actually like running a real business here. They just added a show. I saw outside. There's two new posters.
Yeah.
There's one for a show called Touch Grass, which nobody told me about.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody decided
was
that
not
was,
made aware of it.
Is that
was
like,
worth mentioning
is that about
to me.
Like the you should get offline thing? And
again, no one has decided that I was.
We learned from the poster. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how we find out about.
But I
what's
do
going
draw inspiration from that. And I'm sort of wondering how we can, because I'm trying to get like my phone is like, I'm trying to. Get off my phone like everyone else, and I'm trying to touch grass.
Yeah,
if we could figure out a way to get the podcast out there in a way that is also getting people off their phones, and so it's like a book.
You want to play it like from like
I'm wondering
speaker, like, you know, when like there's an
or like
emergency?
A player piano.
Oh, that's brilliant. A player, some kind of thing that just plays.
It was partly
this
my idea. Like we talked about it beforehand, and I also was involved in the player piano idea.
Oh, Sean, no, I love that. You know how We Are the World, how everyone had to listen to it at the same time?
Yes.
That's what this could be. It could, and I think I saw your hand in the player piano.
It felt
idea.
Player it, piano. It had some of my
so
DNA.
I mean, it's really good that you advocated for yourself. Saying
thanks,
that
because
that
I just
of...
I saw how much you liked it, and I just felt like maybe Hayes was going to get all of the kind of shine off of that. Which, by the way, Hayes was crucial in coming to the idea of a player piano,
and that's big.
But it
of
just
you
didn't
to say,
happen
yeah,
exactly
big,
without
yeah.
you know
yeah.
without both of us. I think that's what's so cool about us. Is like, you know, Hayes, yes, okay, great. Me, but sure, all
what
right.
was the first thing you said after Hayes? Hayes, what?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Great. Me, sure, all right. But Sean and Hayes, you know, that's how you really end up with like, the player piano.
No, absolutely.
But one's so big that like everyone in the world can hear it, or there's so many. But how do you start them all at the same time that way?
Remember Live Free or Die, where the terrorist hacked either the traffic lights or Sirius XM radio?
Live Free or Die Hard, you mean?
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
No, I just wanted to be clear for... I knew. It's not a sorry thing. It's a like...
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Of
okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I think you guys could probably do something like that, where you hacked Sirius XM or like the Prius, like... the seatbelt or the backup cam, and that's like a little like clip of one of your
in this town we should get the Tesla interface, you know, get in there, replace the fart machine that comes with that car, you know about this, you hear about this,
that set me back about like about a month. I just covers up in the bed.
Yeah.
When I found out about the that
assumption.
Really,
yeah.
Live Free or Die Hard was supposed to be for New Hampshire what Lord of the Rings was for New Zealand. And then the actual movie comes out, there's barely anything about New Hampshire in
no.
it.
No.
It's not set in New Hampshire.
It's just using the license plate motto. It's just a play on live or
well, it's just adding, and it's adding a word to it. Not to pile on you for leaving it out before, but it's the license plate motto, but that's not the entire title.
Yeah. No, totally. No,
So while we're working that out, I don't know. I mean, the numbers are
bleak.
I think as we're adding more shows to the network, people are finding out about different things to listen to, and this was sort of an unforeseen consequence
of competition
of people are now
that's
listening
a good
to
way
other
to
stuff
put it,
that
we had not necessarily expected there to be competition.
It seems like you guys, because the way I knew
thrive
you,
in that environment.
No, nor do I. The way I got to know you was over Zoom, and you were very comfortable over Zoom. You were probably and now that you've had to come to the office and you see all the posters, I think that's probably how this is getting.
I'm wilting. I mean,
It's driving you to madness.
I'm a hothouse flower. These damn posters are going to be the end of me.
Yeah.
I'm looking behind me. What the fuck?
I saw you swatting at one. I saw you swatting at like a bear, doing a bear swat of like a some cute thing.
You got bears on the brain today, friend. 800 pounds straight to black bear. The idea of a SWAT bear only for you.
Because we have posters. It's not like we aren't familiar with posters.
But when you're on Zoom, you don't have to see these posters.
And the posters I have are not like competing with, they're not trying to take my audience away. It's an alien try to pass me a big fatty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take me to your dealer.
Like,
right?
That's like literally the opposite of trying to take my listeners away.
One of the promo pieces is an alien passing a blunt to camera.
It's not, this is the thing. The posters, it's not a promo piece. Mm-hmm. It's just a poster I have.
Just a fucking kick-ass poster.
Sorry.
I think of posters as being stuff that's just like cool to think about. alien with a fatty, right? Ferrari Testarossa, you know, stuff that I can actually like just trip out on.
How many
and
times
enjoy.
Have you seen Ferrari? But or is that what it's called? The one where there's no dialogue, but it's Adam Driver.
It's called Ferrari or Die Hard. Yeah. It's, how many times have I seen it?
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
I'm excited to see it. I'm interested
to see it.
Seems
right up your alley.
What's going on for me right now is at this stage, it's got to be about the work.
Mm-hmm. Well, right.
I mean, that would be a treat. That would be a reward
yeah.
for me achieving something with this show
yeah.
that I could be proud of, that could go on a poster maybe that yeah. would get hung up. And that's hopefully happening now with this episode, but that's not what I've done to date. And so until that happens, I don't get my dessert. I don't get to watch my Ferrari.
What you've done, and the last I saw you was on the 101 when you were protesting the Barbie snub.
Yeah, well, it's just, it didn't fucking direct itself.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, I just saw you head out the sunroof, just, and you have your vanity plate as iPodcast, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you were protesting.
Yeah. Like, when it has a comma drawn in after that.
Well, it's
of course.
They don't let you do a comma.
It's a rebus. Like, okay. it's an eyeball. It's a paw. it's the letter D. And it's a fishing rod, doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not many people are getting
a lot.
People think it's eye claw rod.
But the misunderstanding that you had was you thought
eye clawed rod.
When people were talking about the Barbie movie, you thought that they were talking about Marc Maron's review of the Barbie movie on TikTok, and that's what you thought had the snub.
Yeah, well,
and you brought a clip of that, correct?
Can
we?
Yeah,
of course. Can we air it? Can we? Show it?
Can we just run that clip?
It's shot on like an iPhone 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's only like 1 megabyte.
Yeah, and I I see a fucking protest. It's like I'm probably gonna get involved.
Yeah. Right.
Like.
Right.
Let's face it, there's a lot to be frustrated by. I'm not gonna be up on all of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people seem to be, you know, talking about Barbie. The Marc Maron review, of course, I'm familiar with mm-hmm. it. I know what you're referencing.
Yeah.
So like, it's easy for me to engage.
Yeah.
And I just thought like, well, that must be related to what they're doing out here. So I got out of my sunroof and then that's where you saw me.
Yeah.
And then did we talk?
No.
That's right. Now I'm remembering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think what you were trying to do, because like you said, he was protesting, but he was still in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to block the 101 in a way to like you actually get attention. And so drift the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it could cover multiple lanes.
Yeah.
Ended up, I think, drifting in a way that just took you gently down the cold water exit.
Mm.
Yeah.
You ended up at Tapia Brothers Farms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you seemed really mad.
Well, I am still.
Yeah.
You know, I bury it under a lot of stuff, but if we're going to really get in there, like, yeah, I thought the Marc Maron review of Barbie got snubbed.
Totally.
And it was just a fucking bridge too far from it was the last straw. There's been a lot of things that haven't gone Mark's way, that haven't gone my way, that haven't gone, sorry to bring you into this haze, haven't gone Hayes's way.
Mm-hmm.
Chris?
No, there's a lot of things. Well, it depends on what you're about to say.
Hayes's way, just for context, Hayes's way is very similar to Mike's way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Mike's way?
Oh,
the works,
crisp.
Lettuce, tomatoes.
What's the sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Spread, oil, vinegar, salt, pepper,
oil.
Yes. Yeah.
So okay, so the universe that you guys occupy is dense with. Okay, so Mike's way is a Jersey Mike's sandwich
to Mike's way.
Okay,
but mine is salt, pepper, and. I basically like turkey dust. Turkey as a condiment.
Oh,
or like a spice.
Dried, turkey powder. Turkey. How you can get spice, onion powder, powder. But
yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's turkey
you can,
powder.
You can
it's
powder pretty powder. Much anything.
Yeah.
So, like, oh yeah. Yeah. Look, I mean, you just basically they grind up the jerky and they end up with a dusting of turkey. Yeah, yes. Not before I've had my turkey powder.
Yeah, it's that classic Times Square T-shirt you can buy. Don't talk to me until I've had my turkey powder.
Yeah, no.
You know, the pilgrims used to
schwack.
They used to schwack that shit.
Yeah, they used to.
That's how they kept the shoe so shiny.
Yeah, they chop up some fucking highway lines of that shit.
Oh my god.
And
putting the belt buckles on
everything.
Yeah.
Talk about drifting off the cold water exit. No, they were fucking going somewhere.
You need a belt buckle on your hat when you're having too many ideas from schwacking turkey bar. You got to cinch that on.
Too many business ideas. You mind if I have this, Kevin?
That's for you. I love to win at business, man.
So it seems like you asked for water, but were not very specific in your request. So,
yeah, I was brought in I was fog. There was a lot. I was brought in every kind of. And someone brought to me shaking.
You Kevin, got still and sparkling.
And
Kevin,
dry
can
ice?
I actually have that instead?
Yep.
Can I have that instead of him?
Do you want Chris's or do you want your own?
He's asking you permission.
He doesn't have to have Chris's, if he has one, then Chris can have one.
I'm leaving. Yeah. Almost like in a noir, like what a woman would leave.
Except around, not just one part of the rib.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They call me the 360 drinker.
Mm-hmm. How many people were drinking this fucking glass? Yeah.
What kind of an event? Yeah.
It looks like the True Detectives encountered some sort of ceremonial ritual.
Yes. My God. Yeah. This was no suicide.
There must be 16. They were hot. Hot ass women drinking out of this. I mean, these are like red lip. These are like Dick Tracy era, you know, kissers on here.
Do you worry that those were there before?
No, because I have a clear image of. I remember thinking that's a really clean glass. As I zoned out briefly, just briefly.
So they're cleaning the glass is really nice. The it's really everything except the number, like the listener numbers.
The listener numbers, yeah. So you mentioned that I seemed angry when you saw me, and I am still angry. And you know what I'm really angry at? Myself.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
I'm mad at myself.
Thanks, Sean.
And it's me.
That.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. I appreciate you appreciating it because, like, sometimes I say it and I just get nothing back.
Yeah.
You know, but with you, I got a little bit.
Sometimes dudes don't know how to react to that kind of, like,
It's a thing, isn't it? This toxic dudularity.
I do want to propose something. And I remember
I started to spell that phonetically in my head, and I think I popped the blood vessel.
There's a G in it.
Is it a J?
Dudularity.
D-U-D-E-G-E-L-A-R-I-T-Y. It's one of the most complicated.
Dudularity. D? Use it in a sentence? Origin?
Toxic dudularity. Thank you. Dudularity.
I remember us talking about this at the very beginning, like if things weren't working the way we needed them to, then this would be break glass in case of emergency type.
If it actually came down to 2002, 2003,
yes,
that this talk was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys were 35, 36.
Yes.
Yeah.
What inspired us at the time to do this was the post 9/11, like Nelly and everybody getting together and like doing that big song about like the world, like healing the world. Like it wasn't We Are the World, but like it was bigger than that.
It was I think it was more impactful. And I can't remember if this happened or if I just thought it should happen, but Nelly pulled one of the band-aids off his face and put it on the globe. And like really tried to heal the world.
And he screamed, when he took it off, he screamed so loud for so long, I remember.
Oh yeah, and just a beam of light started shooting out of a hole in his cheek. And it was like a Cyclops thing or
something. Carson Daly fell back just like shaking.
It was the cover of What's Going On with Diddy, Jermaine Dupri.
Oh yeah, of course.
Bono,
Justin Timberlake,
Gwen, Aaron Lewis from Stained, all the Backstreet Boys,
Uncle Cracker,
Christina Aguilera. No, I don't think he was allowed to participate.
Yeah.
Britney, Destiny's Child,
yeah.
Ja Rule. That's the part I really remember when he was like, "What's going on in the world filled with pain? Where's the love for which we pray?"
Yeah. Oh, I totally remember that. He's kind of stole the show.
Yeah. And so we're like, hey, how do we contribute to, like, we obviously, if we had been asked to participate in that, like, that would have.
What would you have done with a verse?
I mean, I think we would. That was our question. And I think the answer was we would have done this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have done like an hour 30.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they would have to cut that down to like a maybe a 1-2 second clip. Yeah.
I mean,
it would have been up to them. But, you know, yeah. I wouldn't necessarily be in the edit with them. But yeah, we would have done like an hour 30 podcast. There would have been 38 minutes of usable content from that. It would have been, you know, it would have jumped around a lot. Let's face it. But yeah, I mean, whatever they decided to put in the song, I don't think anybody would be mad at a longer song.
No.
At that time, no. It's like, yeah, maybe like
we didn't we can even
actually
have
take
like
some
our,
time to like,
yeah,
our phones weren't what they are now.
No, I mean, I think that would have been really good for like for me as a middle schooler to see, you know, Britney Spears, like at a time where I'm looking, you know, two celebrities and everything,
yes.
And pop stars. It's you know, it's Britney, it's Gwen. It's Bono, and then it's you guys
what
sitting down.
What about some
down.
Guys that are not old?
And it's,
yeah.
And it's you guys sitting down.
Especially at the time. Yeah.
And talking with, I don't know, who would the guest be? Who would the
who
guest,
would the
be?
Guest
yeah,
have
that's
been?
The question.
Right. At that time.
At that point.
At that time in 2002. I mean, I hate to say it, we probably would have tried to get Kevin Spacey. we probably would have at least tried.
Sure.
You know?
He's probably promoting David Gale at that time.
He's like,
Life of David Gale. Probably he's in character as David Gale.
Yeah. No, he's writing his own ticket. So
his last podcast appearance.
I hate to say that now, knowing we didn't do it and it would not have aged well. And I don't know that we could have gotten him because David Gale, I guess, wouldn't want to do the show.
I appreciate you being transparent that you would probably realistically would have been
I
Kevin
think that's
Spacey.
Probably who we would
it would have been
asked.
Disgraced actor Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
I also sort of, I mean, like, and again, because Mark hadn't really done this, like, Marin hadn't, like,
he was just punching the drywall
the
of the comedy store.
Yeah, exactly.
Point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could we have done sort of like the equivalent of like his Dane Cook episode with Bin Laden and just like.
Yeah.
Just laid
it all out.
Been like, here's why we're mad at you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did just you steal like this vlogging format.
Like, hey, part of us was jealous of you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, you know, you had figured something out. But then also saying like there was an element of us feeling like you were like you hadn't paid your dues.
Right. Right.
And we're telling Bin Laden that.
And you rose to this insane fame. This
yeah.
Insane
and then he's fame. Going, and then he's going like, dude, like, thank you for saying that to me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I had this crazy inferiority complex.
Because I've always been such a fan of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, you were the guy when I was coming up. Mm-hmm.
So we are the world. It's the verses. And is this, are you guys ending it or are you in between
it's
verses?
It's not we are the world. It's what's going
what's
on.
Going what's on, going sorry. On, sorry. It's what's going on. And then it's you guys in the middle of this or like, it's like a verse.
What's going on or dying.
You talking to Bin Laden?
I actually think it should be the beginning. So like,
oh, so you got to go through an hour and a
right
half.
Now it starts right now. Like Diddy
I just
goes,
feel like once
what's
the
going
music
on?
Starts, like people are probably not going to be that down to listen to the whole podcast between us and Bin Laden. So
they need to know that there is Britney coming. If they know that they got all of the, out of the way. So I think
it would probably benefit us and them.
Because the song already begins with like kind of a podcast, I think. I think Diddy goes,
yeah,
what's going on? And Jermaine Dupri goes, tell me.
Yeah.
And so already this was like.
No, that's conversational. I mean, that really was a precursor to like what we do now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You two don't listen, but I'll tell you if that's how the song, like where we can sort of plug in the podcast. But.
And I remember Justin Timberlake looking in a camera lens as a reflective he's like looking at him. You know when you can tell when someone's looking at themselves, not looking into a camera?
Yeah.
That's what I remember of JT in the beginning of this.
And if we had gotten in there, I mean, it was like this podcast would never exist, probably, because we would have like said what we needed to say there.
Yeah.
And so now we've had this opportunity to do this.
We were
built
for that moment, you know what I mean? And now we've kind of been chasing our tails because we missed our window.
Yeah.
And we're here. We've been tapping on the glass for 500 episodes. And
okay. There is a little conversational piece at the beginning. So we just do that for
an hour 20, hour 30.
Yeah. Or like minus fucking 7-8 seconds for like, can you imagine? Actually, it would have been great to have Kevin's 2002 hips.
Were your hips better or worse in 02?
Way worse.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the result of
that's
a lot of
work. That's what precipitated
the,
the Playmobil mechanism being inserted, I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Hollywood
Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Hayes, you're saying that you guys are hurting for listeners, or you think, because you're seeing all the posters around.
Let's not sugarcoat it.
And so this
we're
is
fucked.
You're fucked because you're seeing all the other offices
we are
sprouting up.
Absolutely busy boned.
We are getting hammer fucked by the goddamn Touch Grass podcast. We don't know who hosts it. We don't know what it's about.
No one told us.
And I'm getting piled dry by that fucking thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, this sounds like it may be anxiety, you know, especially, and here's why I say it may be anxiety, is that you seeing these posters, it's not, doesn't seem to be any actual data that you guys are getting. And then that leads both of you to 9/11. And thinking about how
if you, only we had done
if
something
only
then
we had released
then
a podcast, you know,
we wouldn't be in this pickle.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's a way forward here.
Yeah,
and I do want to talk to you about this.
Oh, sure.
But, I think what can turn the ship around.
Mm-hmm.
Are you leaving?
I was thinking. I mean, okay. I was seeing how fast I could get. I was
okay.
in my body.
I was hoping we could talk about it now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can leave later.
I think it's time for us to get out the costume chest.
What are you talking about?
I think we need to get the costume chest.
We have a costume chest that we prepared at the very beginning of this process, not to use in the first episode.
Sort of like a go bag, but it's just like
not to maybe use in the first year, but if we ever needed it,
we needed a costume chest,
like a. The way that like a college improv group would have tryouts, they would have like a bunch like in a like a pile like a hula hoop and stuff like that.
Just options that we could
in case of an emergency
draw from.
We have a
very
we
need some a very
persona.
Powerful totems where the power I think is such that it's not totally under our control if we.
Mm-hmm.
If we utilize it. Same for a college improv troupe.
Yeah.
Where this power can elevate you to such incredible heights.
Who are you behind the
on
mask?
Stage.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it can also turn on you, slip away from you, and effectively turn itself on the whole universe.
Completely.
It's like that paperclip, like, you know, the paperclip. Like what if you invented a paperclip that's eats everybody
that killed that
I think we may have grown up in different cultures, Hayes. I mean from Snork to the paperclip, all these analogies are so far beyond me.
My dad was a talking scientist, so he's like the science of
what are you talking?
Saying things beautifully, clearly.
A talking scientist,
yes. Like he understood the science of talking very nicely and well in ways that I sometimes forget. So like when I'm explaining a concept, like I've been steeped in this since I was since I was like the tiniest baby
it's
in the
so
world.
Normal
you're an Earl Grey
tea bag. Well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy is not too hot.
Of course.
That's too hot. Most of the time. That's too hot. It doesn't have to be that hot.
No, you're so. That's so true.
Yeah.
Especially when you buy it from a place.
Yes.
It's like unlivable.
Yes.
It takes like a day to cool.
This is stupid. But I get this thing that's so hot. Like, are you? You're an idiot. Why'd you do that?
You guys talking about...
Hey, Sean, sorry. I got... Sorry, Sean.
No, I just... Are you talking about, like, tea water?
Yeah. This shit is... This is the most dumbass shit.
I really, as you say, when I get that handed to me, I really look forward to, you know, a day and a half from them when I get my one good sip. The one... The fucking it's
yeah
36 hours of this
yeah
and then it's and then the next sip is like is it and then yeah. It's too cold so
can
it's,
I please yeah can I I'll take one tea please I'm gonna be thirsty this Friday
and it's on like a Wednesday or something yes. Yeah yeah
totally
day and a half
no, yeah
those are
so right
dude I'm good so glad that you're talking
so you
about
are leaving
tea water.
No, I'm not leaving.
You gotta stay, man. You gotta stay. We
around.
Found this. Right?
I know. We found this. Yeah.
And so I think one by one, we can just pull some of these items out from the costume chest. Mm-hmm. And you can talk. You've done this. You've adorned wigs.
I mean, I thought I was over it.
You inspired us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you want to drag me back into the costume chest, let's do it. Let's do it. Where's the chest?
Okay. It's right here.
Do you want me to get
it's
it?
Right, no, it's right in front of us. It's been in front of us the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course. Okay. Okay.
And so we crack it open. That's Kevin walking over to open it.
Squeak, 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 squeak. Oh, no.
Oh, the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Kevin is shaking like a dog.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that dust was coming from Kevin. Oh,
yeah, his wooden hips. He just sanded them this morning.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Pull something out. Mm. Ooh, spider.
Ah!
I don't want to kill it. Be sad to kill it.
If you kill a spider, if you kill a black widow spider,
mm-hmm.
Does the venom get...
It's a mercy. To me, that's an act of mercy.
Of course, but do you...
Ever since her husband passed.
Mm. Okay.
She's been hoping that someone mm-hmm. would.
Yes, she's in grief.
Have the courage to do it herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's mourning.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Okay.
Just to answer your
scientific question. Does the venom
well,
they
must
have
be
to
injected.
Bite you?
Yeah.
It must be injected.
Yes. They pierce the skin.
So if you have like an open wound
in.
And then you rub a spider.
I suppose yes. I suppose if you crumbled up a Black Widow's remains onto an open wound. You may receive some sort of like allergic
backlash.
Reaction.
Some
yeah.
Sort of body
but
backlash.
Okay. I'm not that stressed about it for you. I would say, please don't do that, Chris.
Yeah.
Because we need you.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, we need you.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks.
Your voice, we're going to need that. It's an election year. I can't have you, you know, succumb to the crumbled
to
up black
step
widow
up,
wound.
Okay.
Yes.
I know.
We might find another what's going on type mm-hmm. situation that has to be tackled.
Where I have to come
I
in.
Do not want to be doing that without Chris.
Thanks, man.
So,
yeah.
Hey, guys.
Costume
it's
wise.
It's me, Travis Kelce, and me, Taylor Swift, and me, Chris Fleming. We've got an announcement to make. We're getting married. Right? That'd be huge.
Come on.
Yeah, I could see myself in a three situation with yeah.
Okay, so
getting totally shafted.
What I pulled out here
just never getting to pick where you go to a restaurant or something.
It wouldn't even make the news. It would be like
yes.
I'd clearly be in a throuple with them and no not even Vulture would talk about it.
Yeah.
It would be like clearly, yeah. I'm like in the pictures.
Travis Taylor and friend pictured here.
Travis Taylor and the other one in their relationship.
Yes,
and they wouldn't, and no one's gonna.
And
people wouldn't
third,
even care.
Yeah,
yes,
and
third
and
spouse.
Husband.
Wait, so this costume chest, yeah. I'm seeing. I mean, it's pretty funny what you're doing with the pool noodle right now, Sean.
Hey, you know, I just saw it and the shape gave me an idea. What if this was a feather boa?
And the way you've been slinking around with it, I can almost see. I mean, talk about the red lipstick.
Yeah. You know? No, I am moving. It's a feminine way of moving.
I see you kind of moving around.
Yes.
Kind of touching us.
That's, yeah. I mean, that, it's,
I'm doing
it's funny.
Almost like a little bit of a songstress
You're doing a little Marilyn Monroe.
I'm not singing,
okay.
Mr. President.
And like, it's funny. Like, mm-hmm. That's fine. It's fine to do that for a second. That's not what the pool noodle was
but
originally
maybe I
intended
be
for.
Singing, yeah.
It, that is supposed to be a character, a prop for a very large...
Catfish on the
excuse
table.
Me. It's
there
it's,
is again, gospel in the air.
It's fine to do it for 1 second. I just want, like, if we're going, if this is going to work, it's going to have to, like, we're going to have to stick
to
the plan.
We have to take the costume seriously. They can't be repurposed.
And I like the big how your noodle, songstress became Mark Cohn. It became.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
Thank you.
But no, so you're saying the intention of the pool noodle was
the
actually.
The pool noodle was supposed to be for. It's a big noodle and it's supposed to be for the world's biggest Italian man.
In Memphis. It's supposed to be what?
The world's biggest Italian man.
Eating
that's
spaghetti.
That's eating. Like, that's spaghetti for the biggest Italian man.
Which leads you with the task of miming a giant invisible fork and then imagining. Well,
swirling
the
pool noodle.
How many pieces of spaghetti are in a traditional Italian dish of spaghetti?
How many pieces of spaghetti?
How many pieces? Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, in a traditional one? Okay. All right. Back of the napkin, man. Let me scroll down a few numbers here. It's a heaping
regular
portion.
Regular. Not like a nice restaurant where it's like 6 pieces. I'm talking like a, you know, it's full.
It's regular, normal. We're normal guys.
Depends on the region. The traditional in Toscanino, they cut it up.
It's sorry to.
I feel like
keep
I'm family,
asking for clarification.
I feel like I'm at a family party when I'm talking to Sean. It truly is hard to remember that we're on camera and that we're being recorded.
Is it bolognese sauce?
Bolognese
on the pesto?
You talking about bolognese?
Is it bolognese on the pesto?
Mm-hmm. The bolognese button.
Bolognese.
Is it a bolognese on the pesto? Because that could affect how many noodles fit. It's gotta be. It's a number between 1 and 10. You said.
No. I don't think I said anything.
Okay, I'm not sure I understood the
you
question.
Think you think that I had the answer, and that's why you're.
That would have been helpful.
Bolognese. I mean, talk about Lord of the Rings with Bolognese. You know.
Yes. Bolognese was the bravest of them.
Oh my God! When Bolognese.
Yes.
Yes.
Jumped off of that thing. Oh my God.
When he stepped forward
into the pit.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said.
Yeah.
And my nunchucks.
And he had but one seaweed snack, you know, and he's jumping in to the pit of 2 years. The pit of 2 years.
Yes.
With one seaweed snack?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bolognese.
It's akin to suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet
from boredom.
At the triumph of Bolognese, yes.
Yes.
He returns.
Yes.
And has a little corner of the seaweed snack yet left.
Yes. And who played Bolognese but J.K. Simmons in 2022?
J.K. Simmons.
They put him back.
They sent him back there.
Well, they green screened J.K. And then they put him back into the remastered. So we see Bolognese, and this is over scenes that are already happening. So there's they're not adding any time.
And when the movie came out originally in the early 2000s, they were like, we will fill someone into this. We will take care of this.
We know we're missing
and
something.
And we know J.K. Simmons now, like, and like, we're projecting forward in time. He will be prepared
he's
for this in 20
years. He's not ripped enough, and he's not bald enough. There's still a couple...
Big little sprigs like a baby.
He had a couple sprouts.
He had a couple little
curly hair.
Yeah.
He had a couple little piggies.
And they couldn't get rid of him.
This one, and then finally, this one went to market.
They were as resilient as Bognese. I mean, these last few piggies, but at long last, we did eliminate them, and now we have the movie as I always intended to watch it.
And thank God, Bognese found his laptop in the 2 year pit.
Mm-hmm.
The pit.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
And was able to order. Was able to order seamless. No, that's obviously not part of the movie. But I mean,
but you are having a little bit of fun with it. You're having a little creative license.
I do think that should be part of the show.
Seamless. Or adding fun.
Just
adding
a little fun every now and then.
Okay, yeah.
It's obviously serious analysis of the Lord of the Rings re-edit, but yeah. I do think that we should be able to joke around a
so
little bit.
So I found here a Civil War uniform.
Yeah. With mutton chops? Oh, yeah, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Those are mutton chops.
Those are mutton chops. And so people are like, oh, is it like the South? Like, no, it's not the South.
No,
it's like, is it the North? No, it's not the North.
Oh,
this was a new state.
Oh,
that we sort of devised at the time because we were talking about how to solve war.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously the South is bad, but like the North was like big. Everyone was being kind of crazy. So like, who could have shown up and resolved this?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Civil War uniform from a state that we created called Pentatonixico.
Pentatonixico.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise is, what if pentatonics were, what if basically every resident of an entire state were in pentatonics?
Yeah.
So Utah.
Yes. Well, eventually Utah did sort of adopt this premise.
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at the time we were doing this, we didn't really know what was going on in a lot of the middle part of the
the flyover
country at the time. I mean, like,
we
people
really
had set
no
up
idea.
Stuff yeah. there, and they were doing their own thing.
Definitely
it's hard to get out. We have to traverse the whole range.
No,
like,
no, no,
we were trying to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And so it's a state of like 2.5 million people or something like that. They're all in pentatonics.
It's mostly bison walking west, right, in that part of the state at that time?
Yes,
they're
exactly.
Just kind of in a constant west.
So you're trying to traverse the range, and
yeah.
It's like trying to get down the sidewalk in New York. Like, does anyone know how to walk in this freaking city? All these bison are like coming,
all these
bison
are
stampeding towards
destiny.
Me.
Yeah, right.
And so what if an entire state of pentatonics were able to, like, as they're like getting ready to fight and stuff, they were like, hey, all of them in harmony, but with a little swag. Yes, there's one guy.
Yeah, doing
the most
percussion.
Charismatic guy.
Yes. Yes.
Totally bald.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got this like throat. But, wears one of those collars so he can make throat noises.
Yeah. But at the time,
Like a priest collar?
Some of them, they wear like a, it will look like sort of almost like an S&M thing, but it is for a cappella singing.
Yeah. It's for beatboxing?
Yeah. It helps them.
And they're all wearing, like, for their music, all the pentatonics are wearing what Ethan Hawke's character in First Reformed has on. At the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke in First Reformed.
Have you seen that movie?
Remember?
Okay.
Oh, he's rotting from the inside. There's blood coming out of him. And
okay.
So he is wearing like a...
Has he had Maya Hawke yet?
Do we want to say he's wearing a suicide vest?
Okay. Okay.
Which keeps... Now I feel like... It keeps coming up because I talked about Bognese and now we're, and so it feels like we're circling around this. And I do want to say, to be responsible, like, if anyone out there is depressed, listen to what's going on. Like, look for the helpers. Nelly was there. Ja Rule was there. You know, Britney was there.
Where's all the love for which we pray?
Yeah. So
Macy Gray probably wasn't actually allowed in the building. She probably tried to get in, and they probably said, "Actually, we're good, Macy. Like, we have all the verses filled."
Right. I didn't remember her name being listed off.
No, I think that's around the end of her tenure, but
yeah.
Oh, okay. So pentatonics are kind of going, it's almost like
Pentatonixico.
It's almost like, sorry, Pentatonixico. It's almost reminds me of the band that leads the band.
Yes, and so the guy in front is miming a flute. The little drummer is like doing drum motions, but they aren't carrying any.
And they're all wearing like Express for Men tight jeans.
Yes, yes.
And they're just getting mowed down.
And they crest over the hill. And yes, basically, one, they're all in a line. And so basically, one cannonball.
And they're doing all out. Give it to you.
Yeah. But the blast of the cannonball perfectly provides like a big drum sound that does fit into the song, which just makes everyone kind of pause and recognize the message of Pentatonixico.
Yeah. And then as that goes boom, it's just a small town. It's just a small town girl. And then he gets mowed. Boom.
Yeah.
He gets mowed down. And then another one. I'm living in a lonely world. Boof.
Yeah.
And then they just keep getting.
Yeah. Took him in that train going any.
And both the north and south sort of converge on Pentatonixico.
Mm-hmm.
They forget what it was like, what they were fighting about.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just needed to get something out of their system, and it Pentatonixico appeared, and they crested the hill, and they were all
Oh, so it's kind of small, Pentatonixico, this state.
No, the state is huge. They they marched over to to this battle where there was a hill.
Yeah,
got you.
I feel bad because that's such a like fleshed out idea from this costume box, and I see the costume that I put in there, which is just called Braces Statham, and I'm going like, I didn't really think it through, like the whole story of like the war and the cannonball, and that's like so rich and detailed, and I'm going like Braces Statham, like I don't even really have like an impression.
Well,
I guess he's like
idea if Jason Statham had orthodontistry work done.
That's kind of where I was coming from. That's kind of you to say
it would undo a lot.
And at the time, that was a really
it'd feel a little different. Yeah,
like, oh, I'm gonna kick the shit out of you, and he's just got a full palate.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I got to tighten me palate expander. Mm. And then his mom tightens.
Lost one of me rubber bands. Yeah, it's just like, he's gonna,
I need tighter rubber bands.
I don't know.
Remember when you had, think it was kind of hot in middle school when you had the rubber bands? I felt kind of sexy when I had the rubber bands attached.
Mm-hmm. You could do like a little... dueling banjos.
Yeah.
Gong, 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 gong. Gong, gong, I remember when. I remember. Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And like the fact that you've basically got two trebuchets in there.
Wow. Wow, yeah.
I mean, the firepower you're packing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blasting paper wasps. Talk about a cannonball.
Mm.
Mm. Y'all ever shoot paper wasps?
No.
I've hit the fucking bus driver's hand with one.
While he was driving the bus?
Yeah, he reached up to adjust the mirror right at the moment that I was fucking... Right, I mean, you couldn't, one in a million, but... Yeah.
He must have been crowned king of the fucking community.
Nobody knew but me, man.
Oh, you were doing this solo?
I'd be like, who did that? That's crazy. I'm as mad as the bus driver is about this happening. Maybe madder.
What was that story?
Which one of you?
Did you claim to have been identical to Elijah Wood at a certain point? No,
I didn't.
There was someone that you said you were in a store and your mom's friend claimed that you were a famous child actor.
Come on, get out of here. Don't make me humiliate me.
You really did tell me this story once.
I did probably tell you this story, yeah.
I think
Who was it?
I worked at a dry cleaner and a woman brought her daughter to the dry cleaner to show me to her daughter because they had watched the film A Walk to Remember, and she said, I think the boy at the dry cleaner looks like Shane West. And I of course knew this young woman, sort of popular girl from the grade above me, and I was home on Christmas break from college, which of course I was not attending. And I was just being shown, and we kind of had to be like, yeah, I know who this is. I've seen him, was not impressed then.
She had to debunk.
She just, yeah, she just was like, okay, all right, thanks, Mom. And it was like, see? And then it was like, all right, then they left.
You were George Bailey. Someone had to stick around the town.
Yeah.
But imagine a world without you.
Yeah, with high-waisted, baggy-ass pants.
Where a mom brings her daughter into the dry cleaners, and there's nobody there looking like Shane West.
That hope that they had driving to the dry cleaner, mm-hmm. that they were going to see Shane West working at the dry cleaner, that is a gift, you know, mm-hmm. that they otherwise would not.
That's true. Yeah, I guess I did. I just provided that. You know, this was before all these phones and stuff. So like,
yeah.
They didn't have much to do.
You can just look at Shane West like you can now, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you had to drive.
It's so easy to look at Shane
West. You had to drive to a dry cleaner.
Like, wanting to look at Shane West, we can just do it. And we don't remember that, like, that was not at our disposal. We had to go to the dry cleaners and have someone in the town who...
look at a boy who looked...
You know, I may have said it before, but at the dry cleaner, you know, you got all these... Everybody's name is stapled to their ticket. And you look at a lot of names. And there's one customer whose name... I remember, and he never came in, but I was always hoping to come in and see him, because in my imagination, as we talk about like the hope that you have for something, I just thought there'd be a real character entering, and his clothes stayed on the shelf the whole time, never was there when he came in, but the name was Merle Jupiter.
Wow.
And just the idea of what Merle Jupiter, I mean, that's something for the costume box, huh? Like, what's your Merle Jupiter?
Well, it's the sorcerer's hat that we have right here, mm-hmm. is my Merle Jupiter with a necklace of a solar system.
Mm-hmm.
That's Merle Jupiter. And also a weight, like there's a stick in here, and that's to break my legs to make me about waist high. And that is my Merle Jupiter going, where are my clothes? Where's that? I can't seem to remember where the dry cleaner is. And that's my Merle Jupiter.
Okay, well, that makes me glad that I brought it up then. I didn't realize you had one.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to get away with this, I guess, because people can see it on camera. One by one, these drink powder pockets, packets have been falling out of my pocket. Over the course of the show.
It's about 70.
Oh, do you have a pure one over there?
Raw, you mean?
Raw,
no,
yeah.
They stopped ordering the raw
gotta
ones.
Gotta try that one.
Yeah, there's one that's raw flavored.
What are you talking about, raw flavored?
I've never had it. Hayes had it.
It's like original.
What's the blue one?
It's for like a real, you know, survivalist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who just wants a taste.
None of this fruity.
Yeah. Watermelon.
Chocolate caramel flavor.
Graped fruit.
Yeah, give me raw.
Just give me raw.
I'm not in here every day.
Do you have raw chicken breast?
Yes. It's powder. You can powder anything.
Unrefrigerated chicken breast?
Turkey powder,
unrefrigerated chicken breast. Yes. Chicken sushi. Chicken sashimi flavored.
There's a great chicken sushi place popping up.
Down the street from
great.
Here.
We got to go
more
there.
Competition for us is exactly what I want.
Perfect.
Hear.
Yeah. Well, so when I pivot away from podcasting,
why don't we put a poster up?
My restaurant is also D.O. fucking A.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck it, hell.
Bye.
Well,
bye.
Chicken,
bye.
Your chicken was raw.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.